Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. There might be some strong language, some talks of bodily fluids being...
What?
No.
Like, what is this?
Nobody wants to talk about that
today? Is this the Mike Calta after show? Like, what?
It's the Miguel Show Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. This is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And this is Nikki Nunez, producer Nikki. The first thing I want to talk about today, and I've been waiting to talk to you all about this until we were on the show, is there is someone that I'm sort of talking to right now.
Yes.
We have known each other for a few months, and then just recently over the past couple of weeks, we started, you know, going on dates and sort of talking more.
But people who have been listening to this podcast will know, remember that time you went home with a couple?
Yes.
I almost said married couple. They weren't married. You went home with a couple.
I did.
You woke up and you don't remember really what happened.
Nope. I don't think anything happened, but I did go home with this couple one night. And I would continue to see them out at the bar and stuff. And we became friends. Well, this couple broke up. And then
Because they invited randoms to their apartment.
You broke
and
them
then
up.
They didn't know what happened. They maybe quaaluded you.
No,
I don't even know.
Maybe someone licked my feet.
They might have. I'm not going to leave anything out. I mean... It is what it is.
Do people really do lewds now? Like, still?
No, it's old, okay. But I feel like there's been a resurgence in quaaludes.
Like, where would you get a quaalude?
On the black market.
I'm assuming, is it a pill?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a pill.
It's a pill. It makes everything kind of like, ooh, hazy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to digress.
I'm about to say, Nikki, do you have quaaludes over there?
No. Like, I saw, Wolf of Wall Street. That does not look like fun.
No.
We used to joke about quaaludes. Like, at my station in Ohio, we'd always joke about quaaludes. I feel like it's not funny anymore.
No. Especially after Bill Cosby.
Right?
Like, just on the TV screen, like, the New York Post, New York Magazine or whatever?
The Time, whatever.
No, like, it's a magazine.
It was somewhere in New York.
Well, they have, like, literally all the women that have accused him on the cover of the magazine.
Oh. Yeah.
Do they got room?
It's like 35.
Seriously, like, it's fucking insane when you look at it. And it's like all those women have been licked or touched by Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyways.
So anyway. I did not have quaaludes in my system. At least I don't
that
think.
We know of.
But they broke up. One of them moved away. And so the one that I sort of always would talk to out in the clubs, him and I have started chatting. Well, we hung out this weekend. We went out and then he stayed over Saturday night. Nothing happened because I was too drunk like normal.
Okay.
And so then we spent all day sort of like a Netflix pizza day, just sort of hanging out.
That's cute.
I miss Netflix pizza days.
I know. Oh, it's so
They're
fun.
Great.
Holly and I used to have those when I lived with her and her husband.
I know.
I would order Domino's and we'd sit and watch movies all day. But so like around 5 o'clock, he was like, well, let's go over to the Flamingo for Sunday Funday and meet some friends. And so we go over there and I'm chatting with one of his friends and he goes away to go meet up with some people and talk with them. And I sort of do the thing that you shouldn't do, like, you know, when you are kind of talking to someone and their friends are around and you're like, so what's the deal with such and such?
Oh, you asked what's the deal?
What's the deal? Like, what? And I know I shouldn't have, but, like, the stuff we were talking about, like, the conversation kind of lulled for a little bit, and then I was like, well, this is the perfect opportunity. Like, he's kind of tipsy. Let me just... And this is what the guy said. He was like, obviously, I think you're great. He's one of my good friends, so I think he's great. He was like, my only concern is that he was in this relationship for 3 years.
Rebound.
And... I just don't know, like, where his mind is right now, and so I'm worried for you.
Yeah.
And so, I know, and that's sort of been in the back of my mind, but, like, now that, you know, because I've been trying to be very sort of, like, I haven't been really pushy with this, you know. I've sort of let him take the lead, and he's the one that's been like, all right, let's hang out, like, let's do the Netflix couch day. So, should I, like, be careful? Like, how... how long do you need to recover from a relationship like that?
You need a while, and I know you. You get super invested.
Yeah, you're already invested.
Yeah, you're invested.
What do you mean, how long? It's too late.
You're like, I've been like playing it safe, and I've been letting him do that. That's a lie. Like, I know, like, you're like going, and you're trying to make this happen, too.
Yeah.
Like, Holly, like, knows.
Mm. I just feel like it's too late.
It's too late.
Like,
you're
invested. I mean, obviously, you do need to have that in your head, but what's it going to stop you from doing? Nothing. Zero things. I mean, it's true. It takes people different lengths of time to get over a breakup. But also, I don't know where he was in this breakup. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he'd been, or I mean, in the relationship. So maybe he'd been wanting out for a while and he kind of shut his own feet. Like, he could have been for the past year mentally untying himself. So maybe he's over it.
Right.
Or maybe he isn't really over it and he is using this as sort of a, I don't want to be with him, but I don't want to be alone. Mm. And this is a nice interlude.
Have you guys talked about this?
Well, that was my next question was, is that, do you have that conversation where
too
you're like,
soon
all right,
for
so,
that.
So
no, I don't think it is.
No,
I don't think it's too soon because you know what it is, face value. You slept at their apartment. It's not like you don't know the other guy.
But also, are you looking for a relationship? Because with the other guys you've been saying, you're like, no, I don't want a relationship right now. So if you don't want a relationship, it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
But you a relationship guy as much as you're like, oh, I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, no.
You want to be in love and you want to cuddle with a boy.
Yes.
That's what you want to
yes.
do.
Yes.
So I like, you need to decide what you want. You personally need to decide.
Like what you really, really
want.
Yeah. And Spice Girl style.
What you really, really want.
And then you need to like maybe have a conversation. But in the grand scheme of things, it's only been like 2 weeks since you guys have been hanging out like
romantically.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's
very
true.
Very soon.
Well, and then, but that's the thing that as I've gotten older, I like my patience to like sort of just let things go and see where they go has gotten shorter. And so now I'm just kind of like, listen, I would, if I'm just a rebound and you're not looking for something, like let's stop this romantic part of it. And like, let's be friends because I enjoy spending time with you and hanging out as a friend. And I don't want to ruin that, you know, by if we try to go down this path and like, you're not ready. And so that's why I think I kind of want to have that conversation now just to understand where are you coming from so we can sort of, you know, agree on that. And I mean, I'm sort of on the fence about the, you know, I have said I don't want to be in a relationship because I am enjoying myself. I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of one of the, by the way, I'm looking at the thing. We're playing Trap Queen right now during the morning show.
Yeah. Oh, Betty White.
Yeah, yeah.
We put it up into like a power style.
Yeah,
we're playing it in the morning show.
Well, it's 9 o'clock hour. Like
they're like, okay, we can get hood now on
True,
hot.
True, but
on,
like
girl.
Get
Bye.
In the kitchen making pies. Okay.
But Sorry. Anyway, so. I feel like him and I are sort of, because that's been my struggle with like relationships is, you know, I still want to like go out and like do that stuff, but then also have a relationship.
You want your cake and eat it too.
And I feel like he's sort of on that same, like we would be able to go out together and like have fun.
But you're jealous. Mm-hmm. You're a jealous person.
I am. I actually.
I don't know. Like you say you want all that,
yeah.
But I don't know if legitimately you can handle it. Because if you go out as a couple and he's flirting with somebody else, you will lose your shit.
That's true. That is true. And I did actually this weekend. Now that you say that, I forgot that when we went out Saturday night and we were sort of going to different bars.
Yeah.
And there was at one point that like there was a friend. Like I said, I'm still getting to know his friend group. Mm. And there was a friend in him, like just the way they were talking, like in my drunk brain. It like looked like there was more going on there, and so then I asked another friend. I was like, do they have something going on? Or and I tried to be very nonchalant. I'm sure I probably didn't come off like
probably
that.
Not.
I probably was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah,
what are you making
out?
What's
That's
happening?
What I'm saying. Like you want your cake and eat it too. You realize, like I know you have some friends like Joe and Rick, and they managed to pull it off with panache. But like most people, don't do it that well. Like they don't do a couple and because. The entire purpose of the club bar scene is to find someone to hook up with.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What else do you go for?
Damn.
To get drunk and have a good time.
You could do that. It's somewhere less.
Well, yeah, because
less
right clubby and like sexually.
Like that's could just go to like a bar. Like Nikki and I are more bar type.
Yeah, we're
people.
Bar. Right. I guess that's like I'm thinking. You
it's
like
a little
go to,
different.
Like where you dance. And
you're
stuff.
Like
I'm
talking
not
about a
that
club. And at club, I just feel like the purpose of a club is to find someone to hook up with.
Okay, no, that totally makes sense. I mean, and the places that we have been going to have been more bar type.
Yeah.
Than the one that we go to downtown St. Pete, where you
so
like
are
dance
you like
it up
what?
And stuff.
You're drinking a beer and playing darts.
No, we're just sitting around talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, because, like, when we went to Georgie's this past weekend in St. Pete, like, we didn't go to, like, the dance area. We were outside where mm-hmm. you could actually have a conversation and, like, talk okay. to people and whatnot. So
you're growing up.
I guess so. We'll see.
It's just, it's going to be so interesting to me when you get into a relationship that clicks for both parties and how it progresses.
Yeah.
Because when you get into that very first relationship phase of like nesting, mm-hmm. it's almost like your body turns off that instinct of wanting to go out. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it gets back into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm so interested to see what happens with you. So having said that, it is a legitimate concern. Like, is he just looking for someone to ease the pain of not being in a couple?
Right.
Or is he feeling genuine feelings for you?
Well, I guess I'll have a conversation with him at some point. Just, I guess, whenever it naturally comes up, because I feel like I can just feel it coming to that point where it's like, all right, so we're hanging out, we're chatting, and then, like, he said, like, I met him on break Saturday when he was off because he works downtown St. Pete.
Yes.
And so I met him for a drink somewhere, and he had his friends or servers there. And he was like, you'll be seeing him around more often. Oh. And so, like, when I hear stuff like that, it sort of, like, brings up my, like, crazy brain. I'm like, yeah. Huh? Like, I pick up on stuff like that. So I'm like, what do you mean I'm going to be around?
And, like, he could just be meaning, like, oh, you'll see him later tonight.
Like, he's just my new friend that you'll see with my other friends.
I think it does need to be figured out. But, again, I'm just interested to see the next phase.
We'll see. Well, someone else who we didn't get a chance to delve into last week is Ole Miss Nikki has a boyfriend.
A boyfriend.
And she has been so, like, I mean, we've only known you for, what, 4 months, three months?
It's
4 months. And so this whole time you're like, I don't want a relationship. I'm trying to do me. I'm trying to figure it out. Oh, she has a boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Like, can we talk about, because we really haven't gone into.
No.
Like, how did it go from, like, you two were just, like, talking and you sort of were kind of on the fence about it. You're like, okay, aww. I like him. And now you're like, I like him. We're in a relationship. What happened?
I don't know.
That's okay.
Did it just, like, all of a sudden, like, one day you looked at him differently and you were like, I think I can do this?
Okay, so I guess we should say one of my friends set us up. Mm-hmm. His roommate was my, like, best friend from high school. Mm. And she set us up and, like, we were texting. Well, when I was texting him, I, like, you know, got a little bored. He was, like, a little too intense for me. Mm. I was like, ooh, I don't want to do this, like, kind of thing. And then we ended up meeting because I was hanging out with her and it's his house. And I didn't think it would be, like, he was there. Mm-hmm. And I really liked him as a person. Mm-hmm. Didn't like him through text. Liked him as a person. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, we just started, like, texting more and more. Mm-hmm. And then I went out. He took me out. And mm-hmm. then, like, he took me out again. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't know. All of a sudden, you got a boyfriend.
And, like,
he, like, is very open about his feelings. I'm not used to that because I'm not open about my feelings.
Right. I feel like most guys aren't, I feel like.
Yeah.
They don't really talk about it. They're just kind of like, they just do.
We kind of switch roles mm-hmm. a little bit in this. But we got drunk one night. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, laying in the bed and, like, we were talking and he was like, oh, like, what do you want? Like, he was trying to basically, like, put a label on it, but he didn't want to do it. He wanted me to do it, mm-hmm. like, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, just going back and forth with me. I was like, well, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What is happening right now?
Oh. Is he texting you? Is that a text from him?
Yeah, it is. It's from him. Uh-huh.
Are y'all saying I love you yet?
No.
I mean, y'all are moving quick, so I was just wondering, maybe those feelings have progressed to love.
Gotta at least wait like a month, maybe.
Stop.
For Jeez and Pete.
I love it.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. You just freaked me out. I might be having a panic attack now. So basically, I was drunk and I was like, I want you to be my boyfriend, which, you guys, I've never said that before. Like, I've never been in a relationship before. This is my first relationship.
Wow.
Big deal.
So you're, what, two weeks in now?
2 weeks in, yeah. How into our, feel? Like, relationship.
How does
like,
it feel on your skin?
I like it. Yeah. I like him.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are meeting his family this week?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you, what are your expectations? Because you're sort of, like, worried about it, or?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big deal. Like, it's like,
this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because how old is he?
He's turning 29.
29. Okay. So y'all are, like, in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Now, has he been in a long-term relationship before?
Yes.
Okay.
He's been in multiple long-term.
Now, you said that you don't want to put this on Facebook. Why?
No, I don't want to do that. Like,
you don't want to be Facebook official? I don't understand.
I don't want to be, like, Facebook official. I don't want to put it on Facebook. Then everybody's going to see and be like, oh, my God, you have a boyfriend. And then when we break up, everybody knows. Like, it's none of their goddamn business.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to not jump ahead to when you break up. Maybe that's something you should consider, that's not really the correct path.
Seriously, like, why are you already, like, determining that y'all are gonna break up? Like, you should just go ahead and just play. I mean, to me, that's the fun
part.
Like,
who gets into a relationship and is like, well, when we break up, like that's not healthy.
Like, it's gonna happen in, like, 6 months. I mean, must go ahead and prepare myself for it now.
I keep, like, making comments. I was like, well, if you still like me when your birthday rolls around, or, like, if you still like me then.
Oh, gee. I think...
I'm a self-sabotager.
Yes,
you are,
clearly.
And that gets real obnoxious after a while.
I know.
If that was me on the other end, I'd be like... Can you not?
I slowed down, okay?
Good.
I stopped. You guys had a conversation with me.
Okay. Now, does he want to be Facebook official?
I think he probably would, but before we were in a relationship, we were laying in bed and I was on my phone and I was making fun of couples who like are like hashtag like all these things.
Oh, geez.
And I told him how I would never be like Facebook official or do any of that.
You probably crushed his heart.
Yeah.
Like that literally to me, because I feel like when it's Facebook official, you are declaring to your friends and to everyone else that, hey, this is the person that I'm choosing to spend time with exclusively. And I really like this person and I want to show everyone else how great I think this person is. And so when you don't do that, I feel like you're trying to keep it a secret, and that would hurt my feelings.
Yeah. His profile picture is a picture of us.
Like, you need to be Facebook official.
Like, do it.
My feelings would be hurt too.
If the guy I'm talking to now, let's say we went down to that, we got to that part, and he said, hey, I don't want to be, like, I that would break my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I take, like, that's very special.
Because if you like someone, like, if you got them the feels,
yes!
You want to shout it from the mountaintop.
Seriously. Like, what will it take for you to change your Facebook status and put Facebook official, Nikki?
Hold on.
Maybe you should stop texting during the podcast.
I'm asking him if he wants to be Facebook official.
Well, but what do you want?
I don't
know. You want it. You just, here, okay.
Yes,
you know what?
Hold on. I know exactly what you're going to say, I agree with you.
Yes, this is your problem.
Yep.
You always want to be too cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, well,
yep.
I want to be anti-establishment.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You like him and just enjoy it.
Would you just let yourself be a basic white bitch for a second?
I don't want to be a basic white bitch.
But
that's fine, but there's a reason why lots of people are and lots of people do that things. It's because you like that feeling that it gives you. Don't push it away. Embrace it.
There's nothing wrong with it, because here's the thing that I learned from my last relationship is when you try to push these sort of insecurities or, you know, these thoughts that you have about life onto the other person, that'll turn them off, and that'll make them feel bad about your relationship. Be like, well, why should we have to hide it? Just fucking take it and let it wash over you and enjoy it.
Okay.
What did he say?
I don't know. You guys interrupted my texting.
Oh.
Well, I'll be very curious to see what he says, and I can't wait for the...
Well, I just sent it. I said, we're in the middle of our podcast right now, and they're telling me I'm a jerk for never wanting to be Facebook official. Is that something you'd want? If it is, it is. I'd be open to it.
She said begrudgingly.
I'd be open to it. Well, it'll be interesting to see. So you'll tell us when he texts back. But before we go, I want to talk to Holly because you filled in for DJ Eakin at Drink.
Yes,
this
I did.
Past weekend.
Oh, I wish I could play some audio, but it's.
Oh, it's on the same system.
God, I can recreate it for you.
No, like I don't. I the broadcast aspect of it, fine. I get a little bit stressed out when I have to be a quote unquote hype girl up in the front by the DJ booth,
mm-hmm. and then you say things like, "If you're not getting drunk, get out of the club."
Yeah, that was probably
I don't
unfortunate.
Want to
hear
with
oh,
or getting girls
like, you
to
just
make
get
out.
Caught up in the moment.
Dear,
you don't know
oh,
what
dear,
you're saying.
Oh dear, oh dear.
I also encourage people to make out, and I may or may not have made two girls make
she
out.
She peer pressured for probably like close to 2 minutes. You guys want to make out, don't you? You guys want to make
if
out.
If they didn't want to make out, they wouldn't have made out.
Holly,
I was just adding the social lubricant.
You're practically Bill Cosby. Like you practically slipped a Quaalude into these girls' drinks and made them make out with each other.
Verbal Quaaludes? Is that what you're saying? If I have the verbal Quaalude power, so be it.
So, like, who were these two girls? Like, were
I
they just,
know.
Like, two basic white girls?
They were just, I don't think they were, I don't know. One of them may have been a Pacific Islander. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Holly was four drinks in at this point. She doesn't know.
I don't remember.
Like,
but
don't
the
know.
Old, like, I was like, they didn't give me any, like, copy points or anything.
It's
so,
a
like,
club, Holly. You
what
say,
do you-
no, you say the drink special, and then you just.
I didn't
continue.
Know the drink special.
It's free to get in when you say hot. That's
no,
it.
No, no, no. It was after midnight.
Oh, so,
like, there
no, that's
was
always
literally,
awkward, right?
What do you have going on besides
you
party
say,
people?
Yeah,
fucking dumb, and I'm not going to do it.
No,
like,
that's all you do.
You have to have a something.
Or
like you
have
gotta
I have
an air horn.
I kept asking Chris, DJ Chris Graves, I was like, so do you have liners? Do we have liners?
Yeah.
Are there liners?
He's like no.
You just talk.
He's like, you just say like, yeah, let's go.
That is what I was doing, and it just so happens that when I do that, apparently I encourage people to make out. Like that's what you want at a club.
Did you get really drunk, Holly, when you were on stage?
I mean, I got a nice buzz. I was not at any point like wasted or anything because I had four drinks. Now I drank them really fast.
I want to hold on before we get to that because Nikki, you have it. Okay, what did he say in this text? Your boyfriend.
Oh, back to that.
Okay. He says, it doesn't matter, honestly. I know I have you, and you know I have guns, and will be Facebook official with threatening someone. Ha ha. I don't know what that means. Is he
that means he wants it to happen.
Is he threatening to kill me?
I don't know what's happening with that.
I think he's threatening it. Because he's thinking that you want to make it Facebook official so it'll tell other people your relationship so they won't try to come after you or like date you.
Nobody's
and so
trying
he's,
to come after me.
Yeah, and so he's saying, I got
he
guns,
don't, know
don't
that.
Worry about it.
No, mm-hmm. He really doesn't because when we were on the way to, I was on the way to drink, I was on the phone with him and he's like, are you going to be safe? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, guys are going to be hitting on you. I was like, no.
No, no, don't deny that. Just be like, whatever.
Be like, yeah.
Drive some crazy. Holly O'Connor stating tip number 75.
Facebook official, please make it happen. Real quick before we go, Holly, I want to pretend like we are at the club right now.
Yeah!
I wish this song had been on in the club.
I want to hear. Is the song recording in there? Is it playing?
No.
Damn it.
Put it offline. Put it offline. Put
okay.
it offline.
Where am I? There we go. Here we go. Yeah! All right.
Party rock.
We're going to the club. Holly,
what?
You just encouraged rape.
No, I did not.
You just encouraged. You encouraged because if somebody's there by themselves and they grab the girl next to them and they're like, "Well, the girl on stage told me to kiss you," Holly's fault.
Listen, you obviously wouldn't like kiss someone who was pushing you away.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's
this
fine.
Is
you
why
know-
Eakin does the damn club broadcast. I knew I wasn't going to be good at that part. I did the best I could with
I
what
see
I was given.
You button down.
It's all.
Yeah, I kept shouting out people's wardrobe.
Yeah, that's.
I see you button down. I see you Hawaiian shirt. I That's what you do. You make him feel special.
I love it. Well, I can't laugh too hard because I'll be doing it on the 18th. So
FML.
I'll be doing it too. All right. Well, we're down. We got to get out of here so the beautiful Phoebe can get in the studio. Holly, what's your social?
Radio Holly for everything.
Nikki?
Nikki off air, N-I-C-C-I off air.
And pretty soon on her Facebook, she'll be in a relationship.
No. Fancy.
She'll be Facebook official. And all my stuff is Miguel Fuller. If you have any questions you want us to answer on the podcast, you can always email me, Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. See you next week. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.